This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Lessons from My Father from Myanmar, Part 2, The Darker Side. Don't get me wrong, a visit to Yangon is amazing, but it's no walk in the park. Let's take walking, for example. There has been some work on streets and sidewalks, and in fact, I regularly saw a pothole patching team in their flip-flops in the central city early in the morning. The new sidewalks are interesting, where you find them. First, they're about 2 feet at the curb. I assume to put the walkers and workers above the street flooding in the monsoon season. Sometimes there's a ramp going up, but more often there are a couple of loose rocks arranged to get you up to the curb. Nonetheless, all this is good because every other sidewalk is a shopping or parking area. So most folks have to walk in the street, which has its own challenges. Public transportation is one of those challenges. The buses are all private companies with routes like the Colectivo system historically in Buenos Aires. The drivers and touts work on commission for a piece of the fare box, averaging $10 per day, the driver, and $5 for the tout. But it's a 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. hell a day, 6 days a week, and the buses are packed out with people. For walkers, they're worth a wary eye because they also careen at top speeds on their appointed routes. The electricity problems we discuss are vexing for more than just development. Everywhere there's a valuable piece of equipment like a TV or a refrigerator, there's an industrial-sized surge protector. Early in our visit, there was a brief surge, we hardly noticed, which blew out the adapters of many in our delegation who had anything plugged in, including an adapter connected to nothing. Between Chaco and I, we lost 5 or 6 plugs. A couple of hours of adventure in the electronics district, a dozen blocks away, found a Lenovo that worked and some other fixes, but it all cost money. One of our number lost an Apple plug, which is a whole different matter of heavy searching and a bigger hit to the pocketbook, since Apple computers, and in fact, no smartphones are common here. A SIM card for a smartphone can cost close to $1,000, we were told. Then there are the various South Side problems that 50% of our crew encountered in the visit and all of us worried about constantly. Most were caught unaware and brought low. One thought a cup of tea on the street, others were less sure. In my case, on the last day of our visit, the Lucky Seven was anything but. The Lonely Planet guidebook for Myanmar described the Lucky Seven as the favorite tea shop in the city. I noticed it was less than 2 blocks from our hotel. Furthermore, the author described the manga dish, a sort of soup, as among the best in town. So that's what I ordered in a moment of sublime recklessness on this last day. Let's just say that I made it through a tour of the fascinating National Museum of Chaco, and I answered the bell for our last meeting with the head of the Federation of Trade Unions in Myanmar. But by 6 p.m., I was in bed and am only moving barely now as we get ready to roll for the airport in another hour or so. Thankfully, Cipro is available over-the-counter in generic form for about $1 for the treatment regime, or they might have had to leave me here. Don't leave home without it. I just wanted to share a couple of caveats for visitors, and I'm not even counting the forced labor, lowest wages almost in the world, crony capitalism, chilling fears about censorship, military government, and some of the other issues we've discussed throughout the week. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.